Visit downtown Evanston to eat, shop, and find great services. Local is how First Northern Credit Union does business. While offering the same products and services as a large bank, they try to do it with fewer fees and lower rates. They also offer hometown service you can't find anywhere else. Visit fncu.org or stop by their branch located at 1705 Sherman in downtown Evanston to join First Northern today. Follow downtown Evanston on Instagram to learn about local businesses and special summer events.
Trisha Yearwood returns to the stage. Every girl on tour, November 7th, 7:30 p.m., the Chicago Theater. A night full of hits. Reserve seat tickets on sale Friday, June 21st at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. The one-of-a-kind voice. How do I live without Trisha Yearwood. Every girl on tour. Produced by Outback Concerts.
The Hyundai 4th of July sales event is going on now, and we're putting savings first. Our award-winning lineup features 16 sedans and SUVs, and they're all on sale. From the Sonata, Elantra, and Tucson to the Kona, the 2019 North American Utility Vehicle of the Year. And the Santa Fe, awarded most dependable midsize SUV by J.D. Power in 2019. Hurry into the Hyundai 4th of July sales event now, only at your local Hyundai dealer. Celebrate the savings before these epic offers are history. The Hyundai Santa Fe received the fewest reported problems in segment in the J.D. Power 2019 U.S. Vehicle Dependability Study. VDS is an evaluation of three-year-old vehicle dependability based on 2016 model year vehicles. For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 60 months or get up to $3,000 in total savings on the Tucson. But you'll have to hurry. This offer won't last long. See your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com today. Offer ends 7/8/19. Call 877-248-1585 for complete feature and offer details.
The Bulls make their first round pick in the 2019 draft.
With the 7th pick in the 2019 NBA draft, the Chicago Bulls select Coby White from the University of North Carolina.
Keep it here as we continue to analyze this important move for the future. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station and official radio home of the Chicago Bulls. WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. The Western Conference champion Chicago Wolves would like to thank their loyal fans for making this 25th anniversary so special. Thank you, and see you in October. Cubs win again, but first, let's head to New York City for the 2019 NBA Draft. The first three selections were no surprise. Zion Williamson to New Orleans, Ja Morant to Memphis. The Knicks took R.J. Barrett third. Then the Bulls came up with the number 7 pick, and they took freshman point guard Coby White from North Carolina. That's right. Despite the cold winter weather, he says he's eager to get to work.
I know it gets cold in the winter. Other than that, man, I know it's a great city. Ever since, you know, even here, you know, I just got drafted not too long ago, but they've been telling me that Chicago is a great city. You know, I never lived outside of North Carolina my whole life, my whole 19 years of living. I'm excited for change, especially when it's a great change for me. I just can't wait to get there, you know, go explore a little bit, but mainly just, you know, get there and get to work.
White averaged 16 points per game on 42% shooting last year at Carolina, along with 4 assists per game. In the second round, the Bulls took center Daniel Gafford. He played 2 seasons at Arkansas, averaging 14 points. Over back to baseball now. The Cubs were 7-4 winners over the Mets last night at Wrigley. Albert Elzele was spectacular in his major league debut. 4 innings of one-run ball in relief of Tyler Chatwood, also had 5 strikeouts. Cubs host the Mets at Wrigley again today. 12:45 pregame here on The Score. Yu Darvish on the mound. The White Sox were off last night. Tonight they've got the Rangers on the road. Reynaldo Lopez starts for the Sox. And at the Women's World Cup, the United States shut out Sweden 2-0. So the United States wins Group F. They advance to the knockout stage. Also, Jay, the NHL draft is tonight in Vancouver. Blackhawks have the 3rd overall pick. This scoreboard update brought to you by ABC Plumbing, Sewer, Heating, Cooling, and Electric.
Idiot!
Yeah. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to the radio home of Cubs baseball. The next game on The Score is today when the Cubs take on the Metropolitans at 12:45 here on The Score, a radio.com sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Mancari Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on 95th Street in Oaklawn.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
We're trying to build a roster that is sustainable and can win. We always have understood it's difficult when you're young, but you can't use that excuse for you know, you can't keep using that. I mean, Lauri Markkanen is going to be going in his third year. Zach LaVine's been in the league for a long time, so is Otto. We got Wendell, who's now, you know, got 1 year, half a year under his belt. But we're looking to improve and to be a team that competes every night, because there's been times where we haven't competed at the level that we need to.
Middays on the Score.
I heard good things from John Paxson last night, and I saw good things when the Bulls drafted Coby White. I think that was all good when I was done getting through the first hour of that draft and done crying, sitting there just watching.
Really emotional.
Oh, my God. All this, just the stuff going on there. Let's talk more NBA draft with Vincent Goodwill. He is on Twitter, at Vince Goodwill. He is Yahoo's NBA senior writer, and he joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Alpamonte Ford, 500 new and used vehicles to choose from. Welcome back to the Bernstein and McKnight Show. Vincent, how are you?
And doing good. How about you guys?
Doing good. Wonderful. That was, I think, on balance, a very positive evening for the Bulls in a draft in which they didn't have to try to reinvent anything. They didn't have to try to do too much. And I guess the bar is set in a place where I can celebrate the fact they didn't screw anything up.
Well, I guess it depends on what you expected. I mean, once you got number seven in like a three-player draft, that was kind of the place that, you know, just led you to basically don't try to be too smart. Any way that they've picked over the past couple of years, they've pretty much gotten a good player that if you go through a redraft, it probably would be picked a little bit higher. I don't know if that would necessarily be the case with Coby White, you know, him being sort of this, you know, combo-ish guard, but I do like some things about him. And it's just at this point, I'm not sure if the Bulls should be ready to be challenging for a playoff spot, but they should be better as far as being able to be competitive a little bit quicker and not necessarily being the team that everybody can just run over when they see him on the calendar.
Vincent, did you smell anything from the Bulls about trying to move up here as we got closer and closer to Zion Williamson going one overall? What was the action like? What were the phone calls like, as you can tell?
I don't know if they were necessarily close, because the bar was set pretty high by David Griffin in New Orleans. Like, you aren't going to get one, two, or three. You know, so everything started to happen around four, and the bar was set so high that I don't think the Bulls would have wanted to pay that price. You know, as far as what would it take to move up just so they could select Garland, Darius Garland, mm-hmm. who I think they kind of really had their eye on. Now, had he fallen, it would have been a great night for them, but there was no way he was going to fall to seven. Now, especially even with Cleveland taking him as far as a positional duplication, like if he didn't fall at five, then I think Minnesota might have taken him at six. So I think they kind of were set on Coby White, and that's the name I've been hearing basically for the past month, probably since the first week of June, that Coby White was going to wind up being the guy. It just so happened to play out that way. Now, that could be sort of resignation, you know, to some degree, but I never felt like the Bulls were going to be in a position where, you know, they could say, hey, we'll offer you, you know, Zach LaVine or something like that, you know, and swap some real players just to move up a couple of spots in the draft. They don't operate like that.
So how do they work this in now? The practical application and installment of this guy on the roster. You've got Chris Dunn still here, and I know there's a long time before the season starts, and there's the whole free agency process, but is there room for another veteran guard, or do you already have your hands full trying to navigate these waters with Chris Dunn, who clearly wants to fight for his professional life here as a Bull, and the fact that Zach LaVine is your de facto lead guard at the moment, and you got to keep everybody fed?
Well, they better have a plan. As far as going into free agency, because they may want to add a veteran. And I know, you know, the name Pat Beverly has been a hot name because everybody likes the local people, right? You know, it's a familiarity there. And you see a guy like that perform in the playoffs and everything else, and you want him. But, you know, I'm not sure if the Bulls would be willing to pay that price tag. You know, and Pat Beverly could be also at the point in his career where he may not want to necessarily, you know, come home. And Chris Dunn, although he's not necessarily a high-level starter, he is still a productive player. And I think there's a line there. He and Zach LaVine don't necessarily fit together because Chris Dunn's not a great standstill shooter. And if to maximize somebody out of that backcourt, you probably maximize Zach before you maximize Chris, just because of their respective ceilings and skill set. Now, it doesn't mean that Chris Dunn has no value. I wonder, though, if you're talking about a guy who certainly has a chip on his shoulder, and some of the things that's been said and written about him over the past couple of years, if this environment will be good for him, because the Bulls will be giving Kobe White every single chance to succeed, and like it or not, whether it's true or not, Chris Dunn will be thinking, hey, why didn't I get every chance to succeed, you know, in the same sort of way? And players always happen to think that way when there's somebody in front of them. So I would say if you find a trade partner and try to figure something out, cool, but I wouldn't necessarily give Chris Dunn away. So I would say one thing before the other, just because you don't want to have too many guys that you have to feed in the backcourt, just because it's going to take away from some of the things that you want to be able to do with Lowry, that you want to be able to do with Otto Porter, some of the chemistry that you actually want to develop with those three guys, you know, in concert on the roster.
What's your worry level, Vincent, on whether, if Chris Dunn does stay and gets a little salty about things, your worry level on Boylan and the front office to be able to handle someone who's less than happy to be here?
Does the front office strike you as the type of people that would deal with people, but that deals with the people business
it
part
does
well?
Not.
I'm not exactly sure how a disgruntled player would work. Now, how a motivated player would work in this setting, you know, that could be a little bit different. Remember the report we heard last year that, you know, people were saying Chris Dunn was not working as hard, you know, after the season and everything, mm-hmm. You know, a player could wind up sulking. I'm not sure if that report was true or not. I know Chris Dunn didn't like it and everything else, but players can basically take things in one way or the other. They can take this as a challenge. They can take it and say, you know, another team doesn't want me. You know, I can, you know, basically go and lick my wounds. I don't know which way Chris Dunn will necessarily react, but I know he will say the right things about wanting to be a starter and wanting to prove himself. The problem is, do the Bulls, even if Chris Dunn outplays Kobe White, it's how you outplay a guy like Kobe White that determines how good you're going to be. Because his skill set is going to be his skill set. Like, if Chris Dunn turns into a knockdown three-point shooter, all right, cool. But if he just outplays him because Kobe White's a little bit inexperienced and hasn't figured out the game yet and maybe plays at one speed, then I don't know if that necessarily makes you better to keep running it back with the same sort of starting five when point guard is sort of the position that doesn't fit like the others.
Talking with Vincent Goodwill on the Bernstein and McKnight Show here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. He is Yahoo's NBA senior writer. Let's bring the focus back a little bit and let's look at the league and the way this draft went down. Could you begin to draw any conclusions about how this affects the big-time free agents, how this affects a decision by Kevin Durant or Kawhi Leonard, and based on the way teams may be positioning themselves?
Not really, to be perfectly honest, guys, because if you're – look like this. If you are a team, if you are a Kawhi or a KD, nothing that happened last night in the draft is going to sway you one way or the other. And also, I don't think Kawhi is the type of guy that looks at it and says, all right, I want to go somewhere where I can bring other free agents with me. So you don't need to have one max slot. You need to have two max slots. That's not the game that Kawhi Leonard is playing. So when I look at him and then I look at Kevin Durant has a completely different battle ahead of him as far as just battling back from his Achilles injury. Now, you see these things moving around yesterday that gave me a bit of pause, like, you know, the Phoenix Suns clearing out some room, right? They were trying to clear out some cash space for some reason, as if they know something we don't. I don't know who that player could be or if they're just trying to, you know, create cap space because they have a type of owner that wants to have that type of cap space. Or if they know, hey, you know what, Kyrie Irving, is that something there? Like, I'm just speculating. You know, I'm not saying that there's anything to where I want to turn into some crazy soundbite that's saying Kyrie Irving is going to the Phoenix Suns. But you see things like that come up where you see teams clear space, but you don't see necessarily a path there. I didn't see the Knicks do anything that says that's going to telegraph their intentions one way or the other. Or even the Brooklyn Nets, like they moved around a little bit of money, but not necessarily enough to create two max slots. I think what you see is there's so much uncertainty with free agency. A team is not going to reveal a chance until they know exactly what's going to happen with a player, and then you sort of have a couple of moves that you need to make to sort of shed some salary that they can easily call a team and say, hey, come take this guy that's making $5 million, you know, and we'll attach a pick with it so I can sign this guy. But that's not necessarily anything that happened last night.
Vincent, what kind of job do you think David Griffin did turning Anthony Davis into Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart, six different picks, one of them Zion Williamson, and getting rid of Solomon Hill's contract?
Masterful. I mean, it was looked like he was playing Monopoly yesterday as far as some of the moves that he made, not just yesterday, but also over the weekend when he interrupted my peaceful weekend to trade Anthony Davis to the Lakers and basically having the Lakers try to scramble to look at the calendar to see if, you know, everything else. Yeah, there were a lot of teams that wanted to get to that number four spot. A lot of teams that were calling David Griffin yesterday. And for him to come out and say, you know what, I got a player that I wanted in Jackson Hayes at the bottom of it, and I still got assets and I got a little extra, you know, a little extra breathing room here to where I don't have to have all this pressure on Zion Williamson. And then I add in some of the Laker kids that I've added in, where you have all these players of similar age, and they're not going to bottom out. Like, this New Orleans team is not the Cleveland Cavaliers when LeBron James left type of thing. It's not a 19-win team. This is a team that's 12 months removed from being in the second round of the playoffs. Now, granted, your biggest piece is gone, but you still have some of the infrastructure. You still have the head coach, and now you're trying to rebuild on the fly because teams like New Orleans can't afford to be transcendently bad in that market. They have to try to stay competitive to sort of keep a hold in that market and that fan base. And I think David Griffin did a really good job. I'm sure that when New Orleans comes to town next year, whenever that is, people are going to be lining up to see Zion Williamson against the Chicago Bulls, regardless of what those teams' records are. They're going to be looking to see him now.
You mentioned Jackson Hayes of Texas going to the Pelicans, and that was one name that had been linked to the Bulls because of his ability as a rim defender, rim runner. It looks like the Bulls filled that at number 38. If they're not going to bring back Robin Lopez, I'm sure there's a roster spot here for Arkansas's Daniel Gafford, who is raw but possesses traits that are reasonable, that we understand that can be useful in this NBA. What do you think of Gafford?
Yeah, I haven't seen that much from him, but, you know, just from, you know, I was doing a live drive show for Yahoo last night, so by the time the second round started, we were all starting to wind down a little bit. But that was sort of a name that intrigued me a little bit, just because, you know, they're trying to find someone who can take on Felicio and the money he has left. I don't think that's necessarily going to happen. But then you have, then you add in Wendell Carter, who played sparingly because of his injury, but they're pretty high on and you're not sure what's going to happen with Robin Lopez. So taking a low-risk guy there with low expectations and saying, hey, defend, run the floor, finish around the rim, like, I think that's a pretty low-risk move by the Bulls. And we know the Bulls don't take high-risk moves in the draft. They pretty much wash the board, and whatever falls to them from a talent perspective, they'll take the best player available, and they'll worry about the fit and everything else later. So I'm quite sure that this guy, we know, we for a lot of things that Gar Foreman is or is not, one of them is not him being a bad scout, right? Like, he's going to go out there and he's going to grind. So if he's picking this guy in the second round, it's not like you got a lot invested in him. So they can just basically put a flyer, see what happens in summer league, see what happens later. And even though, you know, there's high hopes, the position is still filled, and it's still filled by somebody really good, I believe, in Wendell Carter Jr.
Vincent, thanks a lot. I know you've been really busy, but thanks for carving out a little bit of time for us.
Hey, it's all good, guys. I'm going back to sleep.
Vincent good. Goodwill, Yahoo's NBA senior writer. We're going to take a brief time out. When we come back, I have a proposal.
A proposal?
I've been thinking about this.
Okay.
It has to do with Coby White.
Mm-hmm.
It has to do with the way the draft is presented. I have a proposal that I think needs to update a longtime draft tradition into something more befitting our times.
That will allow you to propose, as well as you allow me to play a little audio from last night's draft.
I want
to
hear it. Are you going to make me cry?
No, I'm not going to do it.
Oh,
somebody else will. It's Bernstein and McKnight, 670 The Score.
McNeil and Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Eloy Jimenez.
What movie do you watch after beating your old team with a home run in the ninth inning on a broken bat?
It was The Mask.
Oh, Jim Carrey.
Yeah, that's my favorite movie. I watch it every day.
You watch it almost every day?
Yeah.
Wow.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sport Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
This is Boomer Esiason with the CBS Sports Minute, and today's birthday shout-out goes to the great Kevin Harlan. My erstwhile Westwood One Radio Monday Night Football broadcast partner made history last fall with a very special moment that's worth another listen.
So it is with immense pride that I now send it down to the sideline to our reporter tonight and our daughter, Olivia Harlan Decker.
Dad, thank you, and it's great to get the toss from you like that. That sure is a lot of fun. And to be in one of the most hallowed venues in the NFL at Lambeau Field. I'm looking at Aaron Rodgers warming up right now. Like you mentioned, both teams are on the field.
What a Father's Day dream. By the way, Olivia's grandfather, Bob Harlan, ran the Packers for more than two decades. Now the Harlans have something else to celebrate. So happy 59th birthday, Kevin, wherever you are. I'm Boomer Esiason.
With the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment. That's 4% cash back on We Scream for ice cream.
Oh, I want strawberry.
And 4% while you're screaming at the amusement park. The Capital One Saver Card. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. Now when you and the family go out, you cash in. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
Trisha Yearwood returns to the stage.
Every girl!
Every girl on tour. November 7th, 7:30 p.m., the Chicago Theater. A night full of hits. Reserve seat tickets on sale Friday, June 21st at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. The one-of-a-kind voice. How do I live without Trisha Yearwood. Every girl on tour. Produced by Outback Concerts.
The Hyundai 4th of July sales event is going on now, and we're putting savings first. Our award-winning lineup features 16 sedans and SUVs, and they're all on sale. From the Sonata, Elantra, and Tucson, to the Kona, the 2019 North American Utility Vehicle of the Year. And the Santa Fe, awarded most dependable midsize SUV by J.D. Power in 2019. Hurry into the Hyundai 4th of July sales event now, only at your local Hyundai dealer. Celebrate the savings before these epic offers are history. The Hyundai Santa Fe received the fewest reported problems in segment in the J.D. Power 2019 U.S. Vehicle Dependability Study. VDS is an evaluation of three-year-old vehicle dependability based on 2016 model year vehicles. For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 60 months or get up to $3,000 in total savings on the Tucson. But you'll have to hurry. This offer won't last long. See your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com today. Offer ends 7/8/19. Call 877-248-1585 for complete feature and offer details.
Varicose and spider veins. Wow, what a gift from my mom. She had them, I got them, and not only are they uncomfortable and sometimes painful, but I stopped wearing skirts and shorts because I was embarrassed and I really hated the way my legs looked. When my kids asked me, "What are those things on your legs?" I was done. I finally went to Vein Clinics of America. The procedure took about an hour and I was right back to work. What they're doing with lasers these days is unbelievable. The staff made me feel so comfortable and the results, well, even my husband has noticed. Vein Clinics of America has been treating vein disease for over 35 years. They're the largest and most experienced in the U.S. Look, I've been doing the commercials for Vein Clinics for years because I really believe in them, and you can trust them too. The best part, my insurance covered the procedure, so stop hiding your legs. Call Vein Clinics right now to see if you qualify for a free consultation. Call 800-577-9696. 800-577-9696. That's 800-577-9696.
Devil Dog, Squid, Zoomy, Coasty, Grunt. Military veterans have a lot of terms for each other. And now there's a place that reports the news and delivers stories in words vets understand. ConnectingVets.com. If you're a military veteran, then you've got to check out ConnectingVets.com. It's full of the military news and lifestyle stories that bring vets closer. Closer to the things you care about, like benefits, employment, women's issues, and what's happening in the veteran community. It's things that affect your wallet and everything from happy hour to firepower. No matter what branch you were, we're the site that salutes you. ConnectingVets.com.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the Radio.com app today. And listen to this station and over 300 other stations with the Radio.com app. you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Here I go. Bundling home and auto with Progressive can save you money on your car insurance. No kidding. Oh, all right. I'm sorry. I added that last part in. You can edit that out, right? Or you can keep it in if you like. I mean, my opinion is I think it's good. I think other people of my age would like it. Very relatable. I mean,
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Metro by T-Mobile has the best deal in wireless. Switch to Metro and get two lines for just $80 with Amazon Prime included all month, every month. Plus, now get two free Samsung Galaxy J7 Star phones. Get the best deal in wireless today, only at Metro. Plus sales tax and activation fee. $50 plus rate plan required. Not valid for members currently on T-Mobile network or on Metro in past 90 days. Offer subject to change. Offer valid for new Amazon Prime members. Amazon Prime has a $12.99 per month value. Eligible port required. Restrictions apply. See store for details and terms and conditions.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
The bottom of the hour is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Western Conference champion Chicago Wolves would like to thank their loyal fans for making this 25th anniversary so special. Thank you and see you in October. And this segment is sponsored by Hint Water. Hint is pure, still, or sparkling water infused with a variety of fruit essences, including watermelon, blackberry, and cherry. No sugar, no sweeteners, no calories. Available in your local grocery store or at drinkhint.com. Hint, mouth-watering water. All right, this is I was thinking about this.
Yeah, proposed to me.
I thought about it last year. And I thought about it again this year. Last year, I want to say it was Colin Sexton who had a really elaborate hairstyle and had his hat just balancing on top of his head. Was it the Spurs picked? I'm trying to remember who it was. Rick, you maybe can remember that somebody last season had the traditional baseball cap that was just sort of teeter-tottering on his hair.
Yeah, that was the Spurs. It was Lonnie Walker.
Lonnie Walker. Mm. Thank you. It was Lonnie Walker. And then this year, the same kind of thing was going on with Coby White, where these guys spend a ton of time doing their hair. That's a lot of work. There's a lot of effort. There's a lot of art that goes into that and a lot of pride. So let's make the baseball hat optional. This is going back years and going back to those old, you know, retro style. I mean, from as far back as I can remember, the hat was a thing. And I know you're trying to sell hats. It's a huge deal that you show those hats, you sell those hats are instantly available. But why not have a secondary option? Why not, if a guy is going to have his big beehive updo or whatever he wants to do, that there's something else that you could do? And I'm open for suggestions. Mm. I don't know if you want to do an ascot.
No, I want a cape.
You want a pashmina.
Nope, I want a cape.
A full-blown superhero cape.
I want a full-on Phantom of the Opera cape.
Everybody gets a do-rag.
Ooh, that'd be cool, too. I mean, what I think is you could
take
you
a lot of time
expand
to put on,
your marketing options. And all it is you decide before the draft. Because, I mean, you know the wardrobe planning that goes on here. It's not like you don't know.
Did you see Darius Garland's suit?
Yes.
I don't even know if that counts as a suit. That's something so much more than suit. That was just like these flowing robes and the grace, striking, you know, really impressive stuff.
Yeah, but do you like that idea? That if
I do, I mean,
it's just because it's silly to have a guy put a hat on who clearly doesn't want to be wearing a hat,
you know,
and whose outfit was not conceived with the idea of sort of retrofitting a baseball hat over his hairdo.
Two things on the hats. One, and I was kind of texting this back and forth with a buddy of mine who was watching the draft at the same time, those hats are great.
They are.
NBA hats aren't always great. You know, just like the team hats and all that kind of stuff, they look a little out of place. And for me, a baseball-style hat should have a baseball logo on it. It sometimes feels a little out of place to have the NBA logo. Not always, but sometimes. The draft hats last night were awesome with the two little stripes on the bottom corner and then the big logo there. It was a good-looking draft hat. You should go out and snag one for yourself if you want. The other one is this. I've been done with the hats for a long time. And the reason why is because of the way trades work on draft night in the NBA. There is no, to me, there is no reason for the guy who's not going to the Lakers to be wearing a Lakers hat. And then Maria Taylor's got to look at him and go, yeah, so I, obviously you're wearing a hat of a team that you will never play for.
It doesn't help. It's bad business. It doesn't help anybody's branding.
It's stupid.
It's bad business.
Everybody knows. It's like this tongue-in-cheek kind of thing where it's like, all right, he's going here, and then this trade goes through there, and you got to check Wojnarowski's Twitter feed to figure out where the hell this guy's going after he got drafted.
I agree with you.
I don't see the benefit to throwing the hat on the dude. I mean, they're not going to sell that many more hats.
There's a lot of suggestions here. A sash, like an old beauty pageant, a visor, or a headband.
Oh, nice.
217, serape, or poncho, whichever one has a hood. The 224, so how about a Harry Potter-like scarf?
Oh, okay, I can get down on that.
Yeah, you do that. You do your like Ravenclaw or Slytherin.
Or we do like at the end of New Hope, you know, where like Leia puts the medal on Han and Luke, and Chewie doesn't get one for no reason. But you do like a medal
ceremony.
There
had to be a reason. He had to have forfeited his right to a medal.
No, in the comics, he actually does get one, and then he ends up anyway. You do like a medal kind of thing. Like do a ceremony. Do something cool. Silver's up there hugging everybody and looking like someone's gonna break him because he's thinner than I am.
Cummerbund is one idea.
Cummerbund would be cool.
630 says team sponsored onesies.
these giant men getting into onesies while wearing suits, I would watch that.
I like the traditional rain poncho. Like, yeah, just the poncho, thinking of a regular rain poncho, just ignorantly brighten the team colors.
I'm open to anything. I'm not gonna laugh at any suggestion. There are no bad suggestions. Let's grab a phone call here. Bill South Shore is on the score. What's up, Bill?
Hey guys. Hey, you know, I like the Kobe White pick. You know, I do have a big problem with that second round pick, man. I mean, at that point, why don't you just take a risk for the seventh pick in the second round and go for Ball Ball with that upside? I just don't know why you don't just give it a try. You know, I listened to Pac's interviews last night, and he's like, oh, you know, it's nice. We got a great backup to Carter Jr. Like, you know what? Like, I don't care you got a backup Carter. You got a 5-4 guy, maybe, you know, to back up a guy who gave up 45 points to Carl Anthony Towns and fouls more people than an old man at a YMCA pickup game. Like, I'm sorry. I think you got to swing for the Panthers.
You like
that
Bol
upside.
Bol?
I just think the upside there in the second round, I mean, just give it a shot.
What's the upside?
The upside is someone who could stretch the floor and shoot threes at that stage and maybe be like a very poor man's Kevin Durant. I think I don't think he's going to be a great player.
I think you need three or four more varies.
yeah.
Hold on. You don't see the upside with Bol Bol?
No, I'm not sure. Isn't he a bag, though? I thought he had a reputation as being
I don't know about that. I mean, it was health concerns that pushed him down. But if you could say he stays healthy, that's a guy that shoots well from the three and can actually put it on the deck a little bit at 7'3". I'm not saying he'd be great, but as Bill said, just for a second round pick, what the hell?
I thought he had a reputation as being difficult or not wanting to work.
He's a reputation of being very tall and very thin.
Well, that's
the only reputation. You're mixing that up with Cam Reddish.
No, I'm not. I remember reading at least one scouting report. I believe it was the composite piece. Go back and look at Seth Davis creates a scout that he names Finch. And Finch is an amalgam of a bunch of different scouts and front office executives that he interviews, and they agreed to give him straight up stuff as long as he doesn't publish names. And I want to say that there was something in there, check that, that there's something in there about Bol being difficult in high school, and he turned a lot of people off.
Okay, but as much as we talk about upside and trying to find a star, like I wasn't begging for him to be the pick or anything, but I get the logic.
Okay, I've not watched him play a great deal.
I've got the Finch thing from Seth Davis, right? Okay, I can read it. I'm scanning through it. Bol Bol, 7'3", center, Oregon, freak of the draft, talented as anybody. Dribble, pass, shoot, block shots, rebounds, skinny but not soft. I think he's brittle. Worry about guys who have a tough time getting into defensive stance at 7'3". How could you not? Okay, here you go. When he was in high school, he was a pain to be around. I don't think he has a great work ethic. He's not a malicious kid. He's just really immature. There's no one in his life telling him what to do. I could see a team saying, let's roll the dice on this kid. If it ever clicks with him, he's an all-star. That is from Seth Davis's Finch assessment of a number of NBA scouts who scout different draft prospects. Interesting. I've heard a lot worse character shots of kids going into a draft, whether it's NBA or anything else. That doesn't stand out to me as you know, horrifying. It's not Vontaze Burfict. Let's put it that way. It's not Vontaze Burfict coming out of Arizona State, where it's like, great player, fast, hits hard, may want to kill someone.
Yeah, negatives won't stop murdering people, right?
It's not that. Okay. All right, so it's not that bad.
You said you had some sound to play for me.
Yeah, that we do have a little bit of sound. Many found the draft last night to be quite emotional process, whether it was Zion Williamson being overcome with emotion after being taken number one overall, something that he knew was going to happen to him for the better part of a calendar year. That was incredible to me. But something that stuck out, and it hit our group text last night on the Bernstein and McKnight show while Rick was working over at the draft and working out stuff. We were like, hey, Rick, pull this. This is just great. This is RJ Barrett after being taken
third. This is something.
This is RJ Barrett right after he gets drafted.
I saw you getting a little emotional when you saw Dad start to walk up here. Dad, what does it mean to be in this moment? Because he told you when he was 12, this is the stage that he wanted to stand on.
I'm excited for him. Your children make goals. And they go out and achieve them. You have to be proud. Very proud. I'm proud of you, son.
Tell me what you...
And he said, I love you, son. I love you, Dad.
Oh,
and then
he
rested his head on his dad's shoulder.
It got very smoky in the room. There were some tears. I don't know why we're playing the music from Up in the background
don't
of this.
Get me started on it.
I think we're just trying to wreck Dan before 11 o'clock rolls around.
No, and it's funny. I read the review.
I'm proud of
you, son. Daddy, you want to play catch? Like, I read the review of the new Toy Story movie this morning, too. And it's like, even reading about Toy Story 4 has me already getting verklempt. Just because I know that Pixar hates me. John Lasseter and all those people, they know exactly. And I get mad at them now with these movies. With the scene in Toy Story 2 when the toy realizes... I'm doing it again. I can't even talk about it.
I can't hold it together.
I swear to God, I can't. This happens every time.
Nailed it. That's all there is
Rick,
to it.
Jay, great
That's
job,
all
guys.
There is to it.
We're pulling for you.
A winner.
You knew you had it. You know, you're right, too, about Pixar hating you. We get show emails all the time from Pixar about how we're just trying to...
You suck! But no, that's the montage at the beginning of Up. Come on, what are you doing to me?
That is the most brutal...
It's horrible!
...first 7 minutes of film in American theater history. It's absolutely brutal.
I've just forgotten about it when I saw it the first time, and it was just on TV. I'm like, oh, I haven't seen this yet. And then 10 minutes in, I'm mush.
It's all, like, I can't think of a more... It's like the first 12 minutes of Saving Private Ryan and then the first 8 minutes of Up. Those are the two opening scenes that wreck me every single time.
I could do Saving Private. I could watch all the gore, the missing face and all that stuff all day.
But there's emotion to it.
Yeah, but still, that's nothing like the dead wife thing and the hospital room and the loneliness.
It's absolutely awful.
Oh, God.
The Midday Midway is coming up in just a few. I've got a tale of deadly leftovers.
Is that what we're doing today after the show?
It is. We're going to eat things that might kill us. And also a 911 call you've just got to hear.
All right. I have a late peacock. This is an ex-peacock. Also, I have a story about a criminal that made a bad choice. This criminal chose poorly. But the reason I'm doing the story is for a completely different reason for which I have prepared. And you'll know where I'm going with it because I know you well enough.
We're
going
to get a handkerchief for Dan. And the Midday Midway is on the way. Bernstein and McKnight, 670, the score.
The Bulls have made their first round pick in the 2019 NBA Draft.
With the seventh pick in the 2019 NBA Draft, the Chicago Bulls select Coby White from the University of North Carolina.
Keep it here as all of our shows and team of Bulls experts weigh in on this important pick for the future. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of Bulls basketball. A radio.com sports station.
Trisha Yearwood returns to the stage. Every Girl on tour, November 7th, 7:30 p.m., the Chicago Theater. A
night full of hits. Reserve seat tickets on sale Friday, June 21st at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. The one-of-a-kind voice. How do I live without Trisha Yearwood. Every Girl on Tour. Produced by Outback Concerts.
Hey, did you go out for breakfast?
Yep, got a sausage McMuffin with egg from McDonald's. Melty cheese and a buttery English muffin. You?
Cereal. Just dry cereal.
You know, that kind of looks like what we feed the parakeet.
Yeah, it's probably why he's giving me the stink eye.
Good thing I got a McMuffin for you, too.
There's a better way to breakfast.
Now get a large, hot, premium roast McCafe coffee and sausage McMuffin for $2.69. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
The Hyundai 4th of July sales event is going on now, and we're putting savings first. Our award-winning lineup features 16 sedans and SUVs, and they're all on sale. From the Sonata, Elantra, and Tucson to the Kona, the 2019 North American Utility Vehicle of the Year, and the Santa Fe, awarded most dependable midsize SUV by J.D. Power in 2019. Hurry into the Hyundai 4th of July sales event now, only at your local Hyundai dealer. Celebrate the savings before these epic offers are history. The Hyundai Santa Fe received the fewest reported problems in segment in the J.D. Power 2019 U.S. Vehicle Dependability Study. VDS is an evaluation of three-year-old vehicle dependability based on 2016 model year vehicles. For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 60 months or get up to $3,000 in total savings on the Tucson. But you'll have to hurry. This offer won't last long. See your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com today. Offer ends 7-8-19. Call 877-248-1585 for complete feature and offer details.
Get to Old Navy today. All tees, all shorts, and all dresses are on sale now for 50% off. That's right. Get 50% off all tees, 50% off all shorts, and 50% off all dresses. Get the styles you want most right now with shorts from just $12 for adults, $8 for kids. Tees start at just $7 for adults, $6 for kids. Don't miss out. Hurry into Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 619 to 626. Excludes in-store clearance, active licensed men's packaged flag styles.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Is your check engine light on? Don't ignore it. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and let our professional parts people scan your vehicle for free. We'll retrieve the codes, discuss possible solutions, and even help you find a professional technician if needed. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today for our free check engine light help. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Varicose and spider veins. Wow, what a gift from my mom. She had them, I got them, and not only are they uncomfortable and sometimes painful, but I stopped wearing skirts and shorts because I was embarrassed and I really hated the way my legs looked. When my kids asked me, "What are those things on your legs?" I was done. I finally went to Vein Clinics of America. The procedure took about an hour and I was right back to work. What they're doing with lasers these days is unbelievable. The staff made me feel so comfortable and the results, well, even my husband has noticed. Vein Clinics of America has been treating vein disease for over 35 years. They're the largest and most experienced in the U.S. Look, I've been doing the commercials for Vein Clinics for years because I really believe in them, and you can trust them too. The best part, my insurance covered the procedure, so stop hiding your legs.
Call Vein Clinics right now to see if you qualify for a free consultation. Call 800-577-9696. 800-577-9696. That's 800-577-9696.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right. What is this? This looks good.
Wow. That's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you, with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Metro by T-Mobile has the best deal in wireless. Switch to Metro and get two lines for just $80 with Amazon Prime included all month, every month. Plus, now get two free Samsung Galaxy J7 Star phones. Get the best deal in wireless today, only at Metro. Plus sales tax and activation fee. $50 plus rate plan required. Not valid for numbers currently on T-Mobile network or on Metro in past 90 days. Offer subject to change. Offer valid for new Amazon Prime members. Amazon Prime has a $12.99 per month value. Eligible port required. Restrictions apply. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Trisha Yearwood returns to the stage. Every girl.
Every Girl on tour, November 7th, 7:30 p.m. The Chicago Theater. A night full of hits. Reserve seat tickets on sale Friday, June 21st at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. The one-of-a-kind voice. How do I live without Trisha Yearwood? Every Girl on tour. Produced by Outback Concerts.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
The first half or the second half, you know, it's they're two equal times.
Now, Midway.
The Midday Midway.
One, two.
Midway, the most important of the year.
Three, four.
The most exciting thing on the Midway.
Five, six, seven, eight.
Our objective is Midway.
9, 10.
You guys gotta meet me halfway out there.
So real, you can almost feel it.
The Midday Midway with Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
Time for the Midday Midway after we have begun our show analyzing last night's Bulls draft, talking a great deal about Coby White. We talked to Coby White's high school coach, Rob Salter, also talked to Vincent Goodwill. We heard from John Paxson. I have proposed alternatives to the baseball hat for guys that have elaborate hairdos and really don't want to put a hat on because it looks weird and it's it takes away from the overall splendor of the evening to try to force a hat on somebody who doesn't want a hat.
We could add more splendor, cape, a sash, a medal, for God's sake. We could put more splendor into draft.
A onesie, a romper. There was all kinds of suggestions coming in on our text line.
So we missed this, unfortunately, but I didn't want too many Midday Midways to go by before I let you know what we had a chance at out in San Francisco. They had created a pop-up rat bar in San Francisco.
What is a rat bar?
Well, it's a bar that lets patrons eat and drink with rodents. The whole pitch was that at Radical Rodent Rescue in out in San Francisco, you could hold and play and cuddle with domestic rats while you had dinner and drinks. The place was at the San Francisco dungeon.
Why do you want that?
I don't know why you would want it, but tickets to the dungeon were $50, and they included a signature rat tail, which cocktail, a full San Francisco dungeon tour, 30 minutes of playtime with rats, and exclusive cash bar access. You had to pay $50 so that you could go pay more for drinks. And, oh, by the way, all of your drinks would be infested with rats. No. This is just trying way too hard, the San Francisco dungeon, right?
Yeah, that's the world I'm not interested in.
Yeah, I don't know why anybody would want to do this, but apparently it was open and the chance.
And people went?
Yeah, it was a hit. Tons of people turned up to go hang out in the San Francisco dungeon and eat and drink food. I just go to the Red Line if I wanted to do that. I don't want to do... Ugh.
I want you to meet Merlin. Merlin is a peacock that is very popular at the Utica Zoo in upstate New York. He arrived there in 2006 as an adult, and he was regularly seen window shopping in front of the gift shop or relaxing in the bamboo gardens, calling out to his companions from high within the treetops. So he would also join the zookeepers and the Eagle View Pavilion at lunchtime. Pure white peacock. And would walk around and sort of make himself known. Distinct white feathers that could be seen around the zoo. Now, I kind of lied using the present tense. Now that you've met him, say goodbye to Merlin.
Oh, we hardly knew him.
Yes, I know. Merlin is no more. Why? Because Merlin flew into the lion's enclosure. The guy's been there you've been there 13 years.
That'll get you. You know where I've never been before? The lion's enclosure. Oh, God.
You know, I could go to the gift shop. I could relax in the bamboo gardens. But no, Merlin decided it was time after 13 years, it was time to check out the lion enclosure where he was captured. It says captured. So I don't know if he's being held against his will, but no, he's gone. He is.
Those conniving lions set a trap for him.
He is no more. He is pining for the fjords.
So this is two in the last couple of weeks, right? Didn't we have the duck that landed in the polar bear enclosure? And he got
that is correct.
Wrong place for that, buddy.
Goodbye, Merlin.
Speaking of dangerous eats, a man who brandished a shotgun after accusing his roommate of eating the last of his food was arrested in Fillmore. Officials said on Wednesday his two roommates were also booked for allegedly being under the influence of a controlled substance during the dispute. Jezeron Cyrus, 65 years old, had accused his roommate, 59-year-old Travis Collette, of finishing his food Tuesday afternoon at their home of the 700th block of 4th Street, according to Ventura County Sheriff's Office. Collette tried to make peace with Cyrus by making dinner for him with the help of their other roommate, 55-year-old Dawn Allen. The move was not received well by Cyrus, the department said.
Apparently not.
Cyrus allegedly pointed a shotgun at Collette as he asked him and Allen to leave the residence. Collette called authorities. They responded to the scene. Deputies called Cyrus, persuaded him to exit the home unarmed, which is a win. Officers took him into custody without incident. Authorities searched the home and found a loaded 12-gauge shotgun in his bedroom. He was booked on $10,000 bail. No word on what the leftovers in question were,
right.
Whether it was a ziti or a lasagna.
What set you off so much?
Maybe some chicken, something like that. No word on that. Could have been anything. I'll do some digging over the weekend, see if we can find out.
Sounds justified back here.
A woman sustained potentially life-threatening injuries Wednesday when a trash compactor was activated with her inside. Police and emergency medical personnel were called to the NSA supermarket to find the woman inside a compactor at the rear of the grocery store. This, I believe, is in Pennsylvania. The woman had climbed into the unit, which has a chute leading from the inside of the store into a commercial-sized garbage container outside. A store employee had deposited cardboard into the chute and turned the compactor on. Then heard screaming from inside. The store employees had been looking for the woman who they suspected having stolen items that included beer, don't crush the beer, from the store. They had lost track of her. New London Fire Battalion Chief Keith Nichols said two store employees unsuccessfully attempted to pull the woman out of the compactor. A firefighter and a paramedic climbed inside and jointly freed the woman, who was conscious at the time, taken to the hospital. Extent of her injuries unclear at the time of transport. Now, the reason they did this story is because when you think of somebody being trapped in a trash compactor, what would be the danger outside of being compacted?
A Dianoga. That's
you
what I would worry about. I would worry about
Damn
a Dianoga,
you.
Of course.
You knew the name of the Star Wars trash compactor monster.
How do you not? Listen, on Nintendo 64, Shadows of the Empire, one of the worst and hardest and best games in existence, you have to fight a Dianoga, and they make it known that that's what it's called.
All right, it is. Now, I printed this out from Wikipedia, because I did.
R.I.P. R.I.P. Wikipedia.
Let's see how deep you go. A Dianoga, large cephalopod,
yep,
capable of growing up to 10 meters in length. Most specimens grew to approximately 5 or 6 meters. This is from the movie. This is the monster with a single eye stalk that protrudes from their mollusk-like bodies, seven suckered tentacles surrounding a fanged maw.
Yeah.
Containing a sharp serrated probe. From what planet did the Dianoga originate?
It's, I don't remember.
They migrated from this planet by stowing away aboard garbage ships, compactors, garbage pits, known as garbage squids, sewage squids, or trash
it's
monsters.
It's not Ord Mandel, is it?
It is not.
Okay, because that's where Dash Rendar has his run-in with a Dianoga in Shadows of the Empire. I don't know.
It is the planet Vodran.
Yeah.
V-O-D-R-A-N, discovered by the Hutts prior to the formation of the Galactic Republic.
You know,
the
Hutts were a space-faring race for a little while before they sat down and got to an intergalactic mobbery.
And you should know that the body of the Dianoga is transparent when unfed, but will change to reflect the color of the food they have eaten.
I know. Just ask Dash Rendar about it. He had a big problem with it. Couldn't see him at all.
See?
All right. Glad I could be a huge nerd for you there. It's never funny to have to call 911. It's never funny, ever. Except when it is. And that's where we are with Le'Veon Bell. He had an incident. Some people took some things from him. He called 911 to try and get things right. Here's the call.
911, what's the address of the emergency?
Hollywood, Florida.
Oh, okay. Tell me exactly what happened.
Well, I had two girls in my house, and I did my normal routine to go work out. So I left the workout for a couple hours. When I came back, they took my money, they took my watch, my jewelry, a couple more things of value out of my house, and I don't know where they're at. And I tried to call them before I called you guys. I tried to call them, and they're not answering me, and they're ignoring me.
When did this happen?
It happened today.
No. Okay, what all did you say was taken? I know you said money.
So money, my jewelry, and other things of value, so like clothes, shoes, you know, just like other things of value around the house, like things that I use, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
But really clothes, shoes, money.
Okay, what is
those
the total...
money and my jewelry.
What is the total estimated value of the items?
Oh, like $1 million.
Since you said that you know the girls who did this, I need to get their description. Are they white, black, or Hispanic?
The girls, they're one is mixed, and they're both mixed. They're both mixed.
Okay, their skin color, if an officer was to drive by, would they look more white, black, or Hispanic?
One will look more black, and the other one will look more Hispanic.
Okay, the one that looks more black, how old is she?
23.
What was she wearing today?
When I left, she was in the bed. She was in the bed, not wearing clothes when she left. So I didn't see her when she, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay, and the other one, you said she looked more Hispanic, is that correct?
Like, she looked more like, if anything, like, white or Hispanic, yes.
Oh, okay. How old is she?
She's 21.
And what was she last seen wearing today?
The same way. She was in the bed, too. Like, oh. They didn't have clothes on. Yet.
Oh, okay.
Well, all right then, Le'Veon. Well, all right.
Is that... that's probably worth $1 million.
Yep. That,
right?
That man left two naked women in his bed after, and then they robbed him.
They took all
in the bed, too.
What are the other things, though? Like, he wouldn't quite say...
No, he said it. Things that I use. You know what I'm saying. That's
like
that's what the man said.
What are these valuable things that you use?
Blenders, coffee maker.
They took Bob Pulford's blender away.
Like a pasta maker, probably. I don't know. You know, stuff that he uses, Dan.
A Roomba.
Air fryer.
A foam roller, you know. Elastic bag. I don't know.
These two my bed got up and took all my stuff. That is the Midday Midway, brought to you by Eon Clinics. Want to talk some Cubs?
I do. Yeah, we got a lineup app. Adbert Alzolay pitched very well against the Mets last night. And I had forgotten, just because I tried to, because the Mets are... Ugh, but I had a man crush going into the season, and I kind of forgot about that man crush. And then the man crush showed up again. Pete Alonso is a lot of fun to watch play baseball. We're going to talk Cubs and Mets. Another game today with Yu Darvish on the mound. That's coming up on The Score.
The Bulls have made their first round pick in the 2019 NBA Draft.
With the seventh pick in the 2019 NBA Draft, the Chicago Bulls select Coby White from the University of North Carolina.
Keep it here as all of our shows and team of Bulls experts weigh in on this important pick for the future. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of Bulls basketball. A radio.com sports station.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Trisha Yearwood returns to the stage.
Every girl on tour.
November 7th, 7:30 p.m. The Chicago Theater. A night full of hits. Reserve seat tickets on sale Friday, June 21st at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. The one-of-a-kind voice. How do I live without Trisha Yearwood. Every Girl on Tour, produced by Outback Concerts.
The Hyundai 4th of July sales event is going on now, and we're putting savings first. Our award-winning lineup features 16 sedans and SUVs, and they're all on sale. From the Sonata, Elantra, and Tucson to the Kona, the 2019 North American Utility Vehicle of the Year. And the Santa Fe, awarded most dependable midsize SUV by J.D. Power in 2019. Hurry into the Hyundai 4th of July sales event now, only at your local Hyundai dealer. Celebrate the savings before these epic offers are history. The Hyundai Santa Fe received the dealers reported problems in segment in the J.D. Power 2019 U.S. Vehicle Dependability Study. VDS is an evaluation of three-year-old vehicle dependability based on 2016 model year vehicles. For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 60 months or get up to $3,000 in total savings on the Tucson. But you'll have to hurry. This offer won't last long. See your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyahyundai.com today. Offer ends 7/8/19. Call 877-248-1585 for complete feature and offer details.
There's a difference between do-it-yourself and do-it-for-a-living. At the Home Depot, we get that. And we're here to help pros get the job done with the products and brands you trust. Technology to keep your job on track. Job site delivery to save you time. And bulk pricing on over 4,000 items every day to save you money. When you've got a job, we're on the job. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
We work hard at being healthier.
One, two, three.
When what we really need is proven quality sleep. Only the Sleep Number 360 smart bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts to your comfort and support on both sides. Your Sleep Number setting. Sleep Number is ranked number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses by J.D. Power. It's the lowest prices of the season. The Queen Sleep Number 360 C4 smart bed is now $1,299. Save $400. Only for a limited time. For J.D. Power